Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Bodies recovered after Baltimore bridge collapse. We have the story.
Power turned off again at Town West Square. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. After the cold snap that we had earlier this week, we can expect a big warm-up today. Temperatures running about 5 degrees above average by this afternoon. Our full forecast is coming up.
Two bodies have been recovered so far after the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge.
Dive teams have been going through murky water and twisted metal in an effort to recover victims of Tuesday's disaster when a ship crashed into a bridge support. National Transportation Safety Board Chief Jennifer Homendy offering condolences to the families of victims.
We are so very sorry for all that you are going through. It's unimaginable.
She also said some of the 764 tons of hazardous materials on board that ship have begun to seep into the waterway. A final report on what happened won't be available for some time yet, but Homendy did say they've gathered logs, the cargo manifest, and other materials from the ship. Jill Nato, Fox News.
At least four people have died, seven others injured. This following a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, yesterday afternoon. Here's Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd.
We do have a suspect in custody who is currently at one of the stations.
And police say there was no clear motive in that stabbing spree.
Stores at Wichita's Town West Square were forced to close Wednesday after power was disconnected once again for unpaid electric bills. In a statement, Evergy says Cohen Retail Investment Group has again fallen delinquent on the electricity bill for Town West, and Evergy disconnected service at the mall. The larger stores have separate accounts, and they remain in good standing with the power company, and they have not been disconnected. It's not known when the closed portion of the mall will be able to reopen.
The Kansas House of Representatives passing a tax bill. It removes the lowest tax bracket of 3.1%, meaning the lowest income earners will not pay state taxes. It would also eliminate income tax on Social Security payments and remove the state sales tax on food in July. House Minority Leader is Vic Miller. He's a Topeka Democrat.
The problem we've had in the bills they've sent to the governor is the flat tax was disproportionately targeted towards the wealthy. This bill, I think, evens that out, and it gives good relief to people of all classes.
And that bill now advances to the state Senate.
Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman has died. Fox's Chad Pergram has more on Capitol Hill.
Lieberman entered the Senate in 1989, defeating Republican Lowell Weicker. Lieberman ran as Al Gore's vice presidential candidate during the disputed election of 2000. Lieberman was Jewish and was just on Fox recently. He spoke out against the comments about Israel by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. But despite being Gore's running mate in 2000, he fell out of favor with Democrats. Lieberman lost the Democratic primary for the Senate to Ned Lamont in 2006, but he ran as an independent. Lieberman won re-election as an independent.
Lieberman's family says he died in New York from complications after a fall. He was 82 years old. KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Baseball, it is opening day for the Kansas City Royals this afternoon at home, and we'll preview that coming up sports.
No Powerball jackpot winner from last night's drawing. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Powerball jackpot. The Powerball jackpot has increased to $935 million after no one matched the six numbers drawn Wednesday night. The drawing came a day after a player in New Jersey won $1.13 billion in the Mega Millions prize. Powerball jackpot has been growing for months since the last winner on New Year's Day.
A hearing wraps in Los Angeles in Hunter Biden's challenge to federal tax charges.
A federal judge in L.A. says he'll rule on the Hunter Biden legal team's eight motions to dismiss tax charges against the president's son by April 17th. In one, defense attorney Abby Lowell claims the nine-count indictment was the result of a selective and vindictive prosecution. The judge noting there doesn't seem to be any evidence, a prosecutor calling the allegations outrageous. Special counsel David Weiss was in court. Hunter Biden, who was not, pleaded not guilty to charges in connection to tax evasion, filing a false return, and failing to pay taxes. The next pretrial hearing set for May 29th, ahead of a June 3rd trial in Delaware, where Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to firearms charges. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A date has been set for the execution of an Alabama death row inmate.
50-year-old Jamie Mills was convicted in the 2004 slaying of a couple during a robbery. Prosecutors say Mills and his wife went to the other couple's home where he beat them and stole $140 and medications. Floyd and Vera Hill died of their injuries after the attack. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey set a date of May 30th for execution by lethal injection. Earlier this year, Alabama carried out the nation's first execution by nitrogen gas. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A new Cadbury bunny has been crowned, but the winner is no rabbit.
Just in time for Easter, social media star Louie the Raccoon has won the lead in an upcoming Cadbury egg commercial. That includes a $7,000 cash prize for the owner of the 2-year-old furry, pudgy critter. Louie the Raccoon finished first in a bracket-style tournament on Instagram. That's according to Hershey, which owns Cadbury. In the process, Louie also racked up more than 380 Instagram followers. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue to avoid the area. We've got a traffic accident. It happened westbound Kellogg and right there at the ramp to Ridge Road. That actually is closed, so you can't get through there. You can't go south to the airport or north there on Ridge Road. It's all closed out due to that traffic accident. Just some fairly heavy traffic in that area at this time. We've also got now stalled out vehicles southbound I-235, and it's right there at Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky with a chilly start to our day. Sunny and a bit breezy at times. Temperatures will be in the low 60s by noontime, 68 later on this afternoon. Tonight's going to be clear, our low 49, then partly cloudy, windy, and warmer tomorrow with a high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 6 miles per hour, 32 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio's ready and waiting for you, and the weather is perfect to enjoy with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. That's a good afternoon and evening. be out there on that, on that patio.
Temperatures coming up, getting out on the patio at the Monarch. Oh, man. Yeah.
Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. On this date in 1979, America's worst commercial nuclear accident occurred with a partial meltdown inside the Unit 2 reactor at the Three Mile Island plant near Middletown, Pennsylvania. There you go. At Three Mile Island, and I don't remember anybody was hurt or injured in that or killed.
Yeah, we were scared.
Oh, scared the heck out of everybody. Yeah.
Don't want a Chernobyl to happen here.
All right. KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Last night I had, Shelly and I had dinner at Hog Wild Pig Pit Barbecue.
Hey, and I so you got there before 8.
There was nothing left on my plate. I do not waste food, but that doesn't mean food's not being wasted. We've got a story this morning with Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hello, good morning to you.
Yeah, so people have been kind of, somebody's measuring how much food is actually wasted around the world. Give us an idea what we're talking about here, Jonathan. How much is going down the drain?
This comes from the UN Environment Programme's Food Waste Index report, and the numbers are really quite astonishing, I think. This tells us that 19%, almost a fifth of the food the world produces, actually gets wasted. A billion meals, working out at 174 pounds of wasted food per person per year. 60% of this comes from household waste. Now, we often think the world's problems are hard for individuals to feel they can do anything about. Perhaps this is one that people do feel they can do something about. 60% of this from household waste, about a quarter from restaurants, and the rest from retailers.
Okay, when we dine out, as I said, my house, when we dine out and we can't finish the plate, we usually ask for a little take-home container and take the rest home. But some people just don't do that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm having leftover food from a restaurant when I go home tonight, in fact. I'm looking forward to it. There's a whole sort of bunch of consequences for this as well. I mean, this is being tied into that other great global issue of concern, climate change. We're told that food loss and waste generates 8 to 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. If food loss was a country, food waste was a country, it would rank third after China and the US as a cause of greenhouse gases. But of course, there's the other major thing. People are wasting food despite the fact there's an estimated 783 million people who face chronic hunger.
You know, and I grew up in a house where my parents both survived the Great Depression, and we did not waste anything, it seems. Just wasn't a lot left over at the end of the meal.
Yeah, I think that perhaps this is something which is quite a modern concern, and the focus is on it more keenly than ever. The focus is having an impact, though. Some countries are making a real positive change. In the UK, food waste has fallen by about 18% in recent years. In Japan, it's fallen by nearly a third, which tells you that this is not something which people can say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways of being mindful about the food you buy and the food you eat, and also for manufacturers not to produce more than they actually sell.
So I wonder what they have done to do that. Those are pretty big numbers for improvement for those two nations.
Yeah, they are. I mean, some of these are quite sort of technical. Talking about private-public partnerships with the government, working with companies to make sure that the food is distributed correctly. But also there's more sort of personal things. Here in the UK, the government's going to be spending hundreds of millions of dollars to organise weekly collections of food waste. The idea is that if people are collecting their food waste separately, putting it into a separate container, you'll see what you're wasting, and you're less likely just to throw it away out of sight.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. And we got to have those leftovers tonight. I hope they heat up real nicely there.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage reporting from London this morning on the wasted food. Wow. Yep, I grew up in a household where you just, and very seldom, of course, we had four growing boys in the house, but very seldom did we ever have any leftovers. I mean, it was.
Well, when you got a growing family. Growing boys.
Everybody's hungry.
Eat up.
Yeah. All right. Coming up on 8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and let's take a look at sports again with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll start out with college baseball. We got some good college baseball here in town the next 3 days. Start with the Shockers hosting Rice in conference play. Start of the three-game series between these new conference foes. It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No baseball on Sunday for Easter. First meeting between the Shockers and the Owls in 21 years. They have never played in the regular season in Wichita until tonight. Here's Shocker head coach Brian Green.
Heave the ball to second base. Guy walks into second. Here's a flare, and you lose another run, and now you're down two, and there's an All-American closer, and you can't come back. And that's just baseball 101, and that's what you just try to pound fundamentals and pound education of knowing the game, knowing the score, knowing when to understand, give them one, just don't give them three, and just let the game happen. And those are things that we're just trying to continually improve on and educate our guys on, but our guys are doing okay.
All right, there you go. The Shockers and Rice at X Stadium. Mike Kennedy begins his pregame coverage at 5:45 p.m., and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Also got some baseball on the west side of town the next 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with Newman hosting the number two ranked team in the nation, Central Missouri. The Mules come in leading the nation in batting average, fielding percentage, and home runs. Newman has never defeated Central Missouri in 12 meetings.
All right.
The Jets and the number two ranked Central Missouri. That'll be at 3 o'clock this afternoon to start out that series on the west side out at Newman. Major League Baseball. It's opening day for most Major League Baseball teams today, including the Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium, opening up against their division rival, the Minnesota Twins, on opening day. Starting pitcher, Cole Reagans. Remember him? He was acquired by the Royals during the second half of last season in a trade with the Texas Rangers, and Reagans was just lights out that second half of the season. Now he gets the opening day start. And the ceremonial first pitch being thrown out today by Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl winning coach Andy Reid. The Twins and the Royals listen live at 3 o'clock, and that will be on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And as we mentioned, opening day for most Major League teams.
While the season officially began for two teams last week when the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres split two games in South Korea, today marks Major League Baseball's full-scale opening day. Coming off their first World Series title last year, the Texas Rangers open their season at home this evening against the Chicago Cubs. In Cincinnati, it's the annual Fenway Market opening day parade to precede a game between the Reds and Washington Nationals. In Baltimore, the Orioles open up against the Angels. Tuesday night, the Orioles canceled an open practice and fan rally following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, just over 10 miles from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Jared Max, Fox News.
And one more baseball note, a good day for Tabor. Tabor yesterday was swept the number 22 ranked team in the nation, Freed Hardeman of Tennessee, winning 5-4 and 5-2. Those games played in Ottawa. Nice day for Tabor and head coach Mark Standiford. Blue Jays are now 20-8 on the season, a sweep over a nationally ranked team. Softball action, 17th-ranked Butler Community College at home with a sweep over Garden City, winning 12-0 and 10-2. The Butler softball team now 24-6 on a four-game winning streak. They're ranked 17th in the nation. JUCO Women's Basketball, the 49th annual National JUCO Tournament being played in Casper, Wyoming. In the round of 16 yesterday, number one ranked, undefeated Hutchinson wins again. The Hutchinson ladies beat Cochise, Arizona, 59-54. The Hutchinson women, now 34-0, and advance into the national quarterfinals with that win yesterday. Let's take a look at pro basketball in the NBA. The Los Angeles Lakers win on the road at Memphis, beat the Grizzlies 136-124. Starting at guard for the Lakers, former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves. He did not have a triple-double like he did last time out, but he got a double-double, 13 points, 11 assists. The Lakers have won five in a row. They're in the number nine spot in the Western Conference. And one more shocker. The Houston Rockets win on the road in Oklahoma City, beat the Thunder 132-126 in overtime. Starting at guard for the Rockets, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 13 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. As the Rockets have won 10 games in a row, and they are one game behind for a spot in the play-in tournament right now. Good stuff right there. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. 8 states vote to ban gasoline-powered cars in a few years. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 here and 32 degrees. Three people have been arrested following a prank at a store in Southwest Kansas. Police in Garden City say four teenagers attempted to pull a prank on an employee at a business this past Sunday. Three employees confronted the teens and held them at gunpoint. After making threats, they let the teens go. The workers were arrested on multiple charges, including aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault. The Kansas Senate has approved a bill to prevent bans on plastic bag bans. The bill prevents cities and counties from imposing the bans at grocery stores. Supporters say imposing the bans would increase consumer costs. Senator Mary Ware, a Wichita Democrat, says the choice should be left up to the local governments.
These large companies that have locations in many places, they already are working with a variety of laws in each one of them. They make adjustments for each community.
The bill has been sent to the governor for her signature. A California judge moves to strip a former President Trump attorney of his law license.
Judge Yvette Rowland of the California State Bar Court has recommended that John Eastman have his California license taken away for trying to help the former president overturn the 2020 election. The recommendation now goes to the California Supreme Court for a final ruling. Eastman also faces criminal charges in the Georgia state case, which alleges that President Trump and several allies tried to overturn his loss in that state. Eastman has pleaded not guilty. He is also one of the unnamed co-conspirators in the federal election interference case brought against Mr. Trump by special counsel Jack Smith. But Eastman does not face charges in that matter. Should he be disbarred, Eastman will be able to appeal the decision. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency says a U.S. Army Air Force staff sergeant who died during World War II has now been accounted for.
In December of 1942, 19-year-old Staff Sergeant Jackson Barber from Memphis, Tennessee, was assigned to the 401st Bombardment Squadron, 91st Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force. On December 20th, Barber was a crew member on board of a B-17F Flying Fortress when it was struck by anti-aircraft fire following a bombing raid on a German aircraft factory in France. Barber's aircraft was last seen spinning toward the ground and crashing. Only one airman parachuted successfully, while the other eight crew members, including Barber, were still on board. A villager witnessed the crash and confirmed there was only one survivor. The War Department issued a finding of death for Staff Sergeant Barber on December 20, 1943. In 2011, a family member of one of the crew members contacted the Department of Defense after visiting the crash site and interviewing a witness who had artifacts belonging to the aircraft. That allowed officials to pursue the case. In 2019, they found unknown remains associated with the crew. Scientists were then able to use DNA techniques to identify Barber's remains. While his name is recorded on the wall of the missing at Normandy American Cemetery in France, a rosette will be placed next to his name to indicate he has been accounted for. Barber will be buried in Memphis, Tennessee on a date yet to be determined. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 now here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Power turned off again for Town West Square businesses. Electric bill unpaid.
Two.
Four people stabbed to death in Illinois. Seven injured. Suspect in custody.
One.
Bodies recovered after Baltimore bridge collapse. Tons of hazardous material aboard the ship. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, good idea to continue to watch out. We've, of course, got that traffic accident that happened earlier this morning, and it closed the ramp from westbound Kellogg to Ridge Road and the Eisenhower Airport Parkway there. Still closed. That accident still going on. You want to continue to... Actually, I'll take that back. They just opened it up. Looks like traffic is going through there right now, so that is open once again. And that is the ramp from westbound Kellogg to Ridge Road. That ramp is open once again. They just opened it up. Still got some heavy traffic in that area, though. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 68 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 49. Then for Friday, Good Friday, sunny, breezy, and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 75 degrees. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 6 miles per hour and 32 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Asian shares have opened mixed after U.S. stocks broke out of a three-day lull to close at a record yesterday. The Dow closing up 478 points. S&P up 45. NASDAQ up 84.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Kansas State University Salina Aerospace and Technology Campus is expanding programming. School is going to get $33 million in federal money. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas said this week about $28 million is going to go toward building a facility that serves pilot, mechanical, and aeronautical engineering students on the Salina campus. An additional $5.5 million grant earmarked for aviation training equipment for the pilot training partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
A Wichita CPA firm's former downtown home has a new name and direction. The 7,600-square-foot building at 421 East 3rd Street, Morrow & Company's longtime headquarters prior to moving last year to the Hartman Oil Building near the waterfront, is now called the Boardroom, with its new property manager hoping it can be a hub for collaboration. Ashley Collins' Asher House leasing business is the property manager for the new building owner, Samuel Prey. Collins has already moved her multiple real estate-related businesses, including Asher House Realty and her renovations business, to the location just across the street from the Flats 324 Apartments. Legacy Group Realtors' Brenda Bradley has also moved to the property. Collins is looking for new tenants to join the Boardroom on the southwest corner of 3rd and Emporia. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. All right, opening day for Major League Baseball. And Ted, we were talking earlier, you had a favorite player when you were growing up? You were a Pittsburgh fan.
I was Willie Stargell.
Oh, okay.
With the Pittsburgh Pirates was my hero.
And I grew up at a time when you could choose from Mantle, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays. I couldn't choose. But on the modern day, George Brett's been a favorite.
Well, how can he not be?
Having watched what he did with his career and the way he went about doing it.
Hall of Famer, one of the great hitters of all time.
Yeah. And just, I got to meet him and talk with him for a few minutes one time, and it was a nice experience. Got an autographed baseball. So there you go. Major League Baseball, opening day. Today is National Something on a Stick Day. Foods that come on a stick are fun and easy to eat, it says here.
Find it up at the Kansas State Fair.
Yeah. I like a good kebab now and then.
There you go.
I joked that, of course, our trip to Greece several years ago, Shelley and I, almost everything they served in Athens was on a stick.
Well, you know, it's handy.
And I finally just told my sister-in-law, Terry, I said, you know, is there anything in Greece that you can eat that doesn't come on a stick? She thought that was very funny. Anyway, food on a stick day. All right, Steve and Ted, stay with us tomorrow morning. We got it's Good Friday edition of Steve and Ted. And today's show is number 6,642, number 43, coming up tomorrow. On the way, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Jeremiah Johnston on today, Christian Thinkers Society. They're going to talk about the Shroud of Turin.
Oh, my brother and my sister are big into that.
There you go. Yeah. Coming up at 9 o'clock, top of the hour news. Bodies recovered after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Wichita.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.